Coming up next here on your favorite radio station, it is time for hour two of the Saturday Special with your host, Michael Zwirling.
Okay, Dave Michaels, why don't we do the hour two jingle?
Okay.
All right, three, two, one.
Hold on. Okay, now I'm ready. Let's do it. I'm ready.
Three, two, one.
Oh, hello, darling. I hate to hang up on you, but I'm sorry, baby, but I have to go. It's time for that wonderful record show. I'd love to visit, but you'll have to call back. KSCO has the inside track.
All right, welcome to hour number two of the KSCO Saturday Special. We're having so much fun today, and you're invited to call.
I'm sorry, baby, but I really gotta go to KSCO Radio 5.
Dave, will you check your email and see about an hour ago I sent you an email that had an audio file attached to it. Do you see that?
I sure do.
Okay. Please get that ready to play. I'm going to ask you to play it. And this Comrex connection, which has always been very good, and it's a direct connection this time, it's not through Wi-Fi, is starting to act flaky. So first we had the phones acting flaky. Now we have this acting flaky, and if it drops me, I guess I'll call in on a phone line or something. But in the meantime, we do have Alec waiting. Alec, I asked for you to wait, and one other caller who didn't wait. They hung up and got pissed off, I guess. So, but thank you for waiting. I forgot what I asked you to wait for.
Well, thank you for holding me over. I wanted to say hi to you, Amy, Dave, and Johnny, if he's still there.
Johnny left.
Okay. And I have three items for you. So I wanted to compliment you on the show last week. That was really good.
Oh, good. Yes. I this is a compliment. So you've immediately put me in a good mood today. Yeah. I was in a foul mood last hour.
No, I'm sorry that made okay. That. I'm not sure if that caller brought it or not. Anyway, I know maybe you and Amy had briefly covered it maybe 2 weeks ago, but I wanted to get you and Amy's further comment on the Arcadia mayor being arrested and her connection with Rob Bonta's connection with Tang Chao from the Bay Area. Also, if you had seen in the last week...
Well, Arcadia's Los Angeles. You know, the mayor was aging of a China. Chinese
right.
Propaganda.
Yes.
And
you know that.
On that note, I was curious if you had seen Amy and MZ in the last week. Actually, it was just in the last 2 days. The leader of the secret... police force for the CCP in New York City got arrested. And the third item that I wanted to bring up, just before I forget, because I've been wanting to mention this for a while. Over the past 2 years, I've noticed that sometimes 1080 out of Portland is overpowering your signal.
Really?
Yeah,
wow.
Because in the last 2.5 years when I was working at over in Sunnyvale, kind of like the Moffitt area, mm-hmm. I'd be sitting on my lunch trying to listen to 1080, and I would listen to it. I'm like, Dave sounds different. Is he sick? And then I'm listening, and they're talking about sports, and they're talking about sports stats, and it's
Dave sounds different.
Yeah.
Is he sick?
So, right. So like. So I'm like thinking maybe it's dependent on the skip propagation.
Well, it probably is. Do you remember what time of year it was? Because if it was in November or December, we have to cut our power way back way soon.
This is like this was like late winter, I believe, like the maybe like February, March of 2024. And even just in the last 2 months, when I drive up the coast, maybe like a little past Half Moon Bay, once I do get the signal back, I've gotten 1080 out of Portland. Like, once I start hearing, you know, like the, you know, like them arguing at, you know, like about sports and all these different commercials. Anyway, I just wanted to bring it up because I've been forgetting to tell you for a long
time.
Well,
thank you. Thank you. But again, if it's night or if it's dusk, that's understandable because we have to cut way, way back.
Sure. This time of year,
we don't have to cut back until like 8 or 8:30. You know, okay. So that shouldn't happen this time of year.
When I was working over in Sunnyvale, I would hear on my lunch hour sometimes.
Oh, wow. That's no good for sure.
Yeah. Right. So I'm not clear if it was because of where I was at. Since I haven't heard it from any of the other callers, maybe it's right. An unknown issue, but thanks for taking the call.
Okay. Thank you, Alec.
Okay, take care.
Appreciate it. You take care. Have a good one. Bye-bye. There goes Alec. I want to use the 11 o'clock hour to see if we get callers commenting on our new shows and making suggestions for even newer shows, because it's occurred to me that there are a lot of quality nationally syndicated shows that we can carry and do, and there are many, many more that we don't. But because we have so many characters in this part of the world, it's nice to put them on the radio, right? And so we're sort of moving in the direction of having more live and local unique programming on your favorite radio station. So I'm going to play a clip from an old, or have Dave play a clip from an old program, from someone who used to do an old program. And this is a clip from that, and I'll bet there might be some people who might know who this person is. I should make it a contest question or something like that. But Amy, you can hear me okay now, right?
Yeah. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Now you and I have made comments that even our more liberal, progressive people who you've had arguments with over the years sort of draw the line at indoctrinating kids into trans sex thing and getting people in schools. That's really bothersome to, and it's always been bothersome to you. It's bothersome to me, and it's bothersome to people who have been political opposites to us to the point where they're starting to come around. So, Dave, if you can get that clip, it's about a minute and a half, something like that. If you could play that now. And I'll have people comment on it. And the person who did this is a really creative person, and I think what that person has said is pretty interesting. So go ahead and play it, please.
This is for all the vets and for all the ones who fell. May God bless all of you and your buddies.
Oh, beautiful.
That's right. I don't get tired of it.
In liberating stride.
Yeah, I don't care where you put your penis. I don't care what you take in your body and what you do. I don't care. Really, I'm not involved. But you're bringing darkness to this country because you don't want freedom, you want license. And you're not happy with all your so-called gains. You're not happy with it. No, you want to take the freedom away from others. That's what I don't like about you. I don't like your agenda. I don't like the way you think, and I don't like what you're after. You got to push your way into the schools and soil, besmirch our little kids. Confuse them at a young age. You got to force yourself on the society. You got to change everything. And what you're doing is you're bringing a black cloud over this country. You're putting a damper on real freedom. You want to take away our freedom. You don't want us to be able to speak. You don't want us to be able to live the way we live. That's what I don't like about you. I don't care what you do with your private parts. Who the hell cares? It's your business what you do in the dark.
Okay, that's it ended sort of abruptly. But I heard that for the first time today, and I had to share it with you. What do you think? Suzanne in Capitola, you're on the air. What do you think?
Well, I really wanted to comment on your current shows, if I could. I didn't really listen to the whole thing. It was funny.
Okay. It was funny or powerful? Okay, never mind. Forget it. Go ahead and comment on the shows. I asked for it.
Okay, I really like the people you have. I just wish, like, the woman, I can't think of her, she means well, but she doesn't know how to do the board on the energy stuff. It's really good info, but all she does is once she gets connected, is continually say, can you hear me? Thank you for calling. I mean, you know, God, how many times do you need to thank a caller? They all want to get on and share. You know what I mean? Dave, we can't always use Dave. He's so over. You know what I mean?
That's the problem.
He should be the last resort.
That's the problem.
I wanted to suggest Duncan McCollum is awfully good with his own show. He branches all kinds of things from medical to emotional, besides Saturday's show. You know,
yes.
Have him as a regular. The lumber guy is funny. He's good. He knows a lot. You used to have Wayne Allen Root. What happened to him?
Oh, he's terrible.
Oh, really? You think so?
Terrible!
What's that?
We're so ashamed of him.
Oh, I'll be darned. I'm sorry. All right. So then you would never put Mark Levin on, I'm sure.
Never!
Okay.
He's
sorry,
awful.
Who is that?
Please keep Amy. Thank you.
She's terrible.
Who is that?
I'm only kidding about you being terrible.
Thank you, Michael.
Now, wait a minute, Suzanne. Just a second. You know I'm kidding around, you know.
No, I wasn't sure. You know it more than I do. You know them better than I do, but I
all right.
thought...
Here's the deal. Here's the deal with Wayne Allen Root, okay? Mm-hmm. Wayne Allen Root thinks the way Amy and I do, but he's a mean son of a bitch. He's just mean. He's just nasty.
Okay.
And I don't Amy and I don't like nasty, hateful, anti-Trump liberals. We don't mind anti-Trump people if they're not hateful and nasty, and they don't and you can carry on a civil conversation with them. But Wayne Allen Root is someone who is just he's not someone that I am proud to be associated with, even though
that's a good enough answer, even though
he thinks pretty much the way I do and the way Amy does. Okay,
would you say same for Mark Levin? He's pretty intellectual.
Yes. I was only kidding when I said he's terrible.
Okay, excellent.
Okay, but here's the deal. We wanna do more live and local shows because we think they're easier to get sponsors for, to get local businesses to sponsor. Because if you're asking someone to sponsor something that you could hear on 750 other radio stations, you know, why bother? You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, good point. And again,
we want to try to be different if we can. Okay, well, now I realize, just a second. I realize that this is a complete departure from what happened about 3.5 years ago when I tried to sell the station, couldn't, and decided I couldn't keep paying $40,000 a month for humans. They're good humans. They were great.
Yeah.
They were talented, nice people who did their jobs well. But it was too much money to spend, you know? Yeah. And so I couldn't afford to do that anymore. And so we laid a bunch of really good people off.
I think we need some time with Amy. She has an awful lot to impart to young people.
Oh, yes. And we need some young people, too. And every time I read something on social media that's not written by a young person, I say, God, I want to get that young person on, at least as an interview on KSU, if not a host. I reach out to them, and they don't even answer because they say, what the
hell? They are very busy.
What the hell is radio? And, there was somebody that I read today who's 19 years old. And I think I'm going to read that. And there's no way in the world I could get that. I sent the person a message in Messenger, in Facebook Messenger. And maybe it was too late. Maybe they just didn't read it. But in fact, I'm going to do that. That's what we need to do to get younger people listening to KSCO, because 99% of the people who listen to KSCO are old and ready to die, like Amy and me, you know?
You're
really
not. Why don't
I'm
you
not
offer
ready to die.
Okay, exactly. Amy, I'm sorry. What I'm saying is that we're old pieces of crap, you know, and we're just most of our lives are behind us. That's what I'm saying.
Very, very wise pieces. Why don't you offer a contest of a one-hour show to a high school senior to talk about the Constitution, and if they win, they get a one-hour show.
Well, they would say, what the hell good is that? They'd rather have 50 cents in their pocket.
Not all of
than
them.
A one-hour
Not all
show.
Of them.
No.
A lot of them realize the value of it.
Name me one. Name me one who even knows what
radio
is.
There was a 16-year-old, I forget the city, this week arguing with some idiot from Congress. The Congress guy was trying to bully him, and he knew the Constitution better than the Congress guy.
Okay.
He was all over Glenn Beck and
very
knowledgeable young guy.
Well, we could try. Yeah, and I shouldn't be bitching because I haven't worked very hard myself. I'm a very, very, I've become a very, very lazy person. And
you've
Amy,
become, but you
Amy,
built what you have. You can
Amy,
afford to be relaxed.
Well, that's
always.
That's what I say. I figure I
you
deserve
know,
it.
Now, Sue
I'm going to let
Ryan
somebody else get on, Michael and Amy.
Talk about
keep it going. Yeah.
Well, wait a minute, Suzanne. I don't want to let
Suzanne,
you go so
wait a
so
minute.
Quickly.
I haven't finished.
Yeah, Amy hasn't finished, and I like continued compliments.
No. I think that Susan, you're right about the young people. You know, we do should reach to the young people, but that had to be very short form because young people don't like long form. They do everything in TikTok. 30 seconds is the longest when they can handle it. You know,
but what you
so
impart
that
in each one sentence is highly valuable.
Yeah. So the interesting you're talking about that. Yesterday, I just saw the interview, NBC interview a young kids in a college graduate in China. Three of them talk about, you know, the Tom Yama's interview there in Beijing, the tea house. Three graduates. Just college graduate. They look very young, look like our high school kids, you know. Mm-hmm. And, you know, interesting, I don't know about nowadays American kids, how they think. Those Chinese kids, they know more the Western culture more than we do. They thought, Tom asked them what they're interested, you know, the Western culture, the singers, everything. They know a lot, I don't even know about it. So I think we are so obsolete. You know, they also tell why they're interested. And also lots of Western culture, they religion, they interested, because in China they're not allowed to study or really get know about that. So they were interested. So now, of course, they are more interesting enough. They're rebelling, just like before in U.S. 1960 hippies or something. They rebelling, not become a hippie, just they call lay flat. So they were dramatically posting those things after they graduated. Just was so hard. From kindergarten, they started work hard to get to the top school, to the university. But after graduate, they couldn't find a job. So they decided to lay flat. So it's very common to call lay flat. They just like a dead and lay on everywhere they posted, you know. But they said just to express their frustrations, finally lay flat. That the action is that they choose to be. And before that, you go to even kindergarten, even the elementary school, you had to follow parents want you to do, because they say you had to start winning, start from the beginning line, not the finish line. So that's the Chinese. So they've been push. Some are just commit suicide, really, jumping the floor, anything, you know. Yeah, really. So they just posted this lay flat. Actually, graduate, they can't even find a job. After many years hard working, there's no job. Talking about that Chinese the kids thinking about it.
I think it's good for us to know about American kids. We would love to do that. And everybody who's listening to us now, I'd like to think, knows at least one young person. Unless we're so old and decrepit that it just isn't true. Everyone who's listening, please rack your brain and think of a young person that you could call right now and say, here, call in to KSCO. And they'll say, what's KSCO? Yeah. And you'll tell them it's a radio station, and that there it's a live program. The owner of the station is on begging for callers, you know, and particularly young people, because the youngest person who listens to KSEO who calls is 89, you know, and he wants to get some younger people. Okay, so let me read this real quick. We have Stephen Belmont, we have Suzanne in Capitola. Thank you, Suzanne.
Thank you both. Thanks for the pictures.
Okay,
We don't need a podcast.
And Richard and someone who's called with 2173 is calling but hasn't been picked up yet. But I'm going to read. I'm going to do something that you're not supposed to do, but it'll take up some precious time that I need to take up here. This is from Santa Cruz Against Runaway Development. Okay. I'm going to read the entire thing. It's not all that long, maybe a minute or so, maybe a minute and a half. Hi. Some of you may know me, and most may not, but my name is Orion Brown. My family has been in Santa Cruz since the 30s and have seen many of the faces this town has gone through. I'm 19 and under the ideology that without action, there is no progress, and without communication, there is no action. One of the main ways that politicians get around public opinion and remove the ability for pushback is the slow erosion of public spaces and the division of people in general. Ryan Coonerty and Renee Golder have their own views on how the issue of high-rise, out-of-control development can be tackled, but by the major development company Workbench is actively destroying the identity of this beautiful town, Santa Cruz, without even considering working with the city, regardless of who's mayor. That said, building housing in high rises is not a bad thing. The way it's happening is bad. The removal of public voice, opinion, and input while simultaneously ignoring pleas to listen is going to strip Santa Cruz of the very thing that made it special. Who's talking over me? What am I hearing? I don't want to hear anything. Okay. We need infrastructure. It's a basic support that holds up a city. It sounds backwards if I were to suggest fixing the utilities after building your house. So why would that be different here? Well, it's simple. The city and county have failed at their task as public servants in providing basic services to the people of Santa Cruz. And I don't believe electing based just on the person will solve any problems. A local government on a fiscal sense is similar to a nonprofit where the money that comes in goes out. That's a simple way to put it. And there's much more nuance to it. But the city spends and spends on things that it can't afford. Every time there's a new tax, it puts a burden on the people who run the foundation of this town, the fast food workers, downtown workers, and the owners of those businesses. The basic local economy is at stake. These housing projects aren't affordable for the people working in Santa Cruz and attract remote workers who can afford them, which makes the problem worse. The sales tax will keep increasing. They will get less and less money coming into the city, worsening the budget deficit to the point of total collapse of our local economy. We need leaders, not politicians. You can't build a pyramid from the top down. You need a foundation to build from. Right now, the city is pushing the foundation away. We are only in the beginning of the end, and we can stop the end from coming. Now, what do you think of that from a 19-year-old? Named Orion L.P. Brown. I sent a text to that person through Facebook Messenger and didn't get a response. Maybe didn't see the text, who knows. But in any case, these are people that I would like to expose to KSCO and expose to KSCO's audience. But I gotta find them. So I'm going to ask every one of you again, every one of you listening, surely some of you knows at least one young person. What's a young person? I don't know. Someone in their 20s, someone in their teens, someone in their 30s, someone in their 40s, you know, young people.
How about five?
What?
How about five?
Sure, that's fine.
Young enough?
Yeah, sure. Oh, I know who you're thinking. You're thinking Baby Lewis, your grandnephew. Yeah, that's true. Yes. All right, so let's take the next caller.
Oh, I know.
Let's take the next caller. Steve in Belmont. Hi, Steve. What's up?
Well, there's a lot of things I want to talk about. One thing that kind of got me a call was that caller was talking about the Portland station bouncing
yeah.
in.
Yeah, I figured you would be calling on that. Yes.
Well, you might know about this, but a lot of your listeners don't. The way AM bounces back at night, but you see, it also bounces back during the daytime. It starts like 1 or 2 hours before sunset, depending on the time of year.
Yes.
So, for instance, let's say in the wintertime, that Portland station could be bouncing in like an hour before sunset. But your station might be bouncing in over to Washington at the same time.
That would be nice.
Yeah, so, they're going in your area, and you probably go in their area.
Right.
Between, you know, and also during the daytime, like in the wintertime, your signal can bounce back during the daytime if the weather conditions are right. Like, for instance, I've noticed AM stations will bounce back in the middle of the daytime if it's raining.
Really? I never noticed that.
Yeah, yeah. Or raining somewhere, but even at 12 noon. I actually picked up a station in Jackson up in the Santa Cruz Mountains on 1340, and it was wiping it out.
Right.
And so, anyway, that's one thing I want to talk about. I like that Knox Roofing show.
Okay, good. Good.
I like to listen to the repeat, but it looks like you're not posting that show on the website yet, so I'd like to.
Well, yeah, Dave is working on that. You know, okay. Dave is doing everything. He's having to learn the jobs of 150 different people.
Yeah, I know.
And he's only up to number 10 right now. You know.
And I've been helping him too.
You have. Thank you, Steve. Yeah.
Also, the Wayne Island Root show. I sort of like it, but the problem with Wayne Island Root is it only has 10 to 15 minutes of content per hour. It's all the rest is basically old commercials and promos about commercials and stuff. So I could see why you don't
now,
run it. But.
Well, it's true. Here, speaking of Wayne Allen Root, I'm going to read an email from Deborah. Deborah is very upset about what I said about Wayne Allen Root. She says, he has actually been absolutely correct on all issues he addresses. I listened to him on the Bill Cunningham show where he periodically appears. Mark Levin has disappeared from 1460. Huge loss. And the idiot who doesn't pay attention to his radio station has completely screwed up the programming. What? Mm-hmm. Is that an insult? This is from someone who usually compliments me. But maybe I'm reading this wrong. Anyhow, it's an opportunity for you to gain some market share. Also, coordinate with Jeff Gorman to put the Republican view on KSEO and conjoin Monterey, Santa Cruz, and the broader issues, candidates, and districts. Don't discourage those of us who are listening. Okay, thank you, Deborah. You're right about that.
Also, I want to talk about the high rises going up, besides Santa Cruz, everywhere else.
Yeah, and what are they? They're like six stories. That's high rise? I mean, high rise really is 100 stories or 80 stories.
Well, I consider a high rise anything more than four floors, basically. But again, it kind of depends on what the area is like. I mean, if most of the area is like one or two stories and you have four or five stories, that's considered high rise in a lot of people's mind and definitely in my mind. But
right.
my biggest beef, they're putting up these buildings with little or no parking. Which makes you a very bad neighbor for everybody else, because that's why everybody hates you, because you're losing your parking spaces.
Exactly.
And and perhaps if we get a new governor, maybe that will change, because this is a statewide thing, So. But I'm kind of curious why I don't talk more about the election right now, because this is the time where people are voting, and it's very important that
what would you like to say about the election?
Well, basically,
and clearly been hearing Ramin on from Ramin.
Yes, I have.
Well, but, I mean, don't you think we have him on fairly frequently? And is there anybody who knows more about the California election than Ramin?
I mean, he does a great job, but I mean, this is the week everybody has their ballots, and a lot of people still don't know who to vote for, and maybe, I'm voting against the Democrat because basically I used to be a Democrat, but basically I don't like one party rule, I don't like either party, to be honest with you, but basically one party rule basically means they have a lot of legislation that gets passed, and usually it's all bad. So,
Stephen Belmont is right, isn't he?
Yes.
What's the last thing that the state legislation has passed that was actually good for you?
Nothing. I can't remember.
It's all bad.
Ever.
I mean, I wish they could all get fired, because basically their job basically is to screw up everything.
Yeah.
And I think if we need new laws, I think it should be on the ballot. And I don't want some person that doesn't care about me making some law to control me that basically he's doing it basically for the money. For the campaign contributions. And I just don't like the system. I think we should have problem solvers up there rather than problem makers. And that seems like what they're always causing problems. So that's how I feel about that.
Well, thank you for sharing your feelings, Stephen Belmont. Appreciate it. Here is Rory in – Rory is nowhere today. It usually says you are.
Yeah, I'm on Portola. I just left the station with the BTT, man, so I'm good to go. Thank you.
Oh, thank you.
Yeah. So just briefly, I missed a lot of the first or the second hour, but I just want to have a couple comments about the China visit with President Trump.
Good.
I remember that Xi declared a people's war on us in May of 2019, and my question is, has he reverse that, or is he still doing a people's war against the United States?
Amy,
Amy,
what do you have to say about that?
Yeah, I think basically they were compromised some issues, give and take. So basically, right. That's why I wanted to ask all the listeners. You have the basic question we had to ask ourselves is that we want China to be our enemy or partner? Which was better for both?
What do you think?
If that you clear,
Well, my opinion, I'm just looking at, you know, listen to what they say, but watch what they do. And even Trump said, we know they spy on us, we spy on them. That's pretty normal. But I still consider the CCP itself a complete mafia and not to be trusted. The people are still subjugated by these thugs since 1949. And we knew we had a window in 1989 after Tiananmen Square. We could have toppled them, or the people would have toppled them. But President Bush the first sent Brent Scowcroft down there. I don't know if he was NSA or Secretary of State. He said, hey, you guys got to, you know, take it easy. You got to stop this, like, open murder of your citizens. Tone it down. And, you know, we haven't really changed. And they're still executing prisoners and selling their body parts. I mean, it's pretty bad. And that's all sanitized. And then the local, our mainstream media in the U.S. won't talk about it. And I know Amy knows about this. And I've got my channels. Like, everything you talked about in the first hour, I'm aware of all those contracts that happened. And they're going to send them to sell the NVIDIA chip. That's the highest one, but the lowest one, the next tier down. And the comment is, well, they're going to steal it anyway, and so we might as well sell it to them. And so I'm not really comfortable with our policy, the way it's being handled. I think we should cut them off. I cut them out of our capital markets, cut them out of our technology, and just starve out the CCP. And then the people, the good people in China, will assume control. But I don't trust Xi, and I'm not against him personally. I just, the CCP is a freaking mafia. It's always been that. What do you think, Amy?
Yeah, I think so. But the reality, we're talking about reality, is up to Chinese people to changing their regime. I'm totally convinced by Trump's policy, advised by his the second term, those advisors, not the first term. And I think we have to totally separate that. Changing regime is the home countries. Look at right now, even Iran, we did everything we could to helping them, but it's to their people to do it and take a time. And China is impossible. You know, also I realized that I use different view to look at that. You know, I realize that they have some bad things about it, but lots of people, majority of Chinese people, they don't want to change in their regime. They wanted to reform, but they don't want it completely changing. So that's how I feel now. So we have to understand that then. We cannot think for them and make a decision for them. I don't think so. That's wrong.
I got it. But why are we propping up the CCP with our connections and finance? They're able to borrow in our great pools of money. They're able to access our technology. We gave them most favored nation trade status. I mean, we can revoke that and say, hey, guys, reform. They're still killing prisoners and selling their body parts. I mean, how can we look the other way? I mean, we got our problems, I got it, but at least we're not executing people and saying, hey, do you want a kidney? Do you want a liver? You know, like mail order body part. That's still happening. So I'm for cutting back, choking them off. The Communist Party of China, not the people. And there's enough people, they'll rise up. That's my opinion.
No, it's impossible. It's impossible. It's not realistic at all. It's not. So we tried the first 10 these policies, name is the enemy, but they couldn't do it. You know, then you're hurting is the people. It's not CCP, Xi Jinping per se. They didn't change it. They don't want to change
it. It was half-hearted. When Brent Scowcroft went over there after the slaughter not just in Tiananmen Square, but all over the country of students that were crying out for freedom. We gave them, the Communist Chinese Party, a second wind. Okay, when the Senate and the House, way back in 1949, before Mao came to power, voted to send surplus rifles, 30 cal rifles, to the General Chiang Kai-shek and the Nationalist Chinese, they sent them the guns, but then when they got there, oh boy, they had no firing pins. So basically it was a club. And that was all subterfuge within our State Department. There was a communist sympathizing group that had been in our government for a long time, and they scuttle efforts to take down the globalist communist movement. So I'm looking with eyes of realism, and look, they just arrested and convicted the mayor of Arcadia, California, for spying for China. And I'm guessing there's hundreds of politicos at the city and county level that are spies for communist China. So I don't think they're our friend,
and I don't
want to cooperate with them.
That's true, but that we can't separate it. United States and China right now, financially, economically, just not able to separate it.
They
just can't. We try. Remember all the sanctions and everything.
It's been half-hearted.
It's only hurting both. That's it.
There'll be a little time. That's why I agree with Trump.
Agree with Trump. Don't make an enemy. Make a partner. That would be good for everybody. Not just for 3 million people here, 300 million here. It's good for the whole world. Because you don't want to see a two.
How do we deal?
We have to take a different picture, not for the United States, not for only our country. The 80 billion people, the whole world, see what happens.
I know, Amy, but I'm America
first. People like
first.
Or not.
I'm not in charge.
Yes, America first. Yeah, we had to guarding our own interest. We cannot separate from the world because.
Nobody's saying that, Amy.
Everybody together. You just can't separate. Sorry, you know.
So you want to be together? You want to be together? You want to be together?
Not in my lifetime.
Mafia thuggery.
It can't be separated.
I don't want to be together.
So I only can be our country if we can do something. We can't even do for ourselves and to keep our principles.
That's defeatism.
Now, wait a second. This is getting out of hand. Amy, I love what you say. Rory, I love what you say. One at a time, please, because when you talk over each other, no one gets the benefit.
Go ahead, Amy.
Okay.
I already say that. I think it's not real. You're talking about that. It's not realistic.
Okay.
I agree with Trump. I agree with his policy and didn't go to the first turn. You know, to sanction them just to separate. It just can't. So that's why we have to do that plan B. So that plan B will work. Will good for anybody. So that's what
this
it is.
Will be my,
and then you go to this, China. No, you. How are you visiting China recently? Or you talked to the Chinese people recently? All kind of people, different kinds.
Amy, you're asking him a question. Let him answer.
I've never visited China. I know Chinese people here, and I know what they think. I can't say I know any hardcore Chinese communists here, although Biden let in at least a couple hundred thousand young Chinese men that are probably looking at ways to sabotage our country. But these will be my closing thoughts. I cannot, with a straight face, and I do trust Trump. I know he's got options. But with a straight face, I cannot deal with a government leadership that executes prisoners, and they might be political prisoners, and sell their body parts, which is going on right now. Okay, and we've got our problems with abortion because we know that Planned Parenthood sells body parts of unborn children. So we got a lot of problems. I got it. But I'm not buying into it. And we take care of ourselves, and we'll get rid of bad actors like the CCP. That's what I'm saying. And I've never heard them say that they stopped the people's war against us that they declared in May of 2019. That's never been revoked so far as I've read and heard. So that's my stance. And I think we need to do a decouple from the CCP. So I'll let somebody else call in. Thank you for your time.
Okay. Thank you, Rory.
Bye-bye.
Michael, if you want banned constant lecturing. No. Michael, what if you banned constant lecturing? That would be a radical change. And that's a text from Craig and Campbell. What do you think? Should we ban constant lecturing? I mean, that would be... I mean, what would that do to the Saturday special if we banned constant lecturing by our people? Amy?
So, propaganda. So yeah. You use propaganda is always right. So, if you want to have different opinions, different voices, so everybody take a turn to talk about it, right? You don't have to agree with other people, right? But you just take the why you take just reasoning why you not agree with that. You talk your own. So that's called the civil conversation, right? Just like you don't like the China, you don't like the CCP. You cannot send a military to bomb them and then kill all the CCP. Can you do that? You can't. We don't want to have a war with China. That's what
I'm talking about.
That's why we don't want to put them as the enemy. You want to send a military to liberate China? Ridiculous, don't you think?
Yes.
That's my opinion. So I agree with Trump, you know. And they have to decide. Their people have to decide it. That's their business, not ours. Our business, we business, and then we both financially gain, and for the people, for our people, for their people, like this Apple and can rezone the business. They save 3 million jobs in China. Don't you think it's helping China? People are talking about people, not CCP, okay? People. So that's why they like it. Because all the young people graduate, they wanted to have a job, just like here. And then they'd invest in U.S., bring job here. And so here, young people graduate, have a job. You know, we don't have to looking. We are over, you know. So that's what I'm talking about. In my lifetime, I hope China and U.S. not enemy, not have a war. I hope. Until I die, I don't know. So forget it. Right?
I'm not sure I know what you mean, forget it.
I mean is even people living here, for Chinese people, they don't want the U.S. and China have a war. Nobody want a war, right? So you cannot say, I don't like them, they are bad people, so we send the military, you know, to take over. Can we do that? Take the whole world?
Of course not. You know,
I don't support that kind of policy. I support the Trump policy. No, I think the second term is much better. We are more flexible and are more smaller, you know. That's what I mean. You don't make a mistake twice. Smart people don't make a mistake twice. So we learn, we can change it, you know. Learn from experience. Sometimes you like that, you say, oh, you said this is that last time, how can you change it? I learn from my experience, learn from what's happened, learn from my realities.
Well,
reality is supposed to do, you know.
Can't I do that also?
Yes, everybody. I cannot say, oh, you say that about 1970s, you say that, you know. So I think it's good for American or Chinese people. And right now what Trump did, this trip, is very successful, you know.
Well, would you like to know what Craig and Campbell thinks?
No, I don't know what he thinks.
No, but no, would you like to know what he thinks?
Yeah, yes. Yeah.
Okay. At first you said no. It's like you don't give a damn what he thinks. Anyhow, he says, I like, for what it's worth, back and forth conversation. That's just me, I guess. See, Craig sends me these texts saying I let people go on and on and on and on too long with their lecturing, you know. And the reason I do that is because I have nothing to contribute on my own. And I'm thankful for people to take up the time.
You're so honest.
Right.
You're
exactly.
Very honest.
Yeah, I like to be honest. Let's see. I'm so happy that Deborah Doms sent an email. It says, a follow-up email. Put Wayne Allen Root back on. I meant the 1460 owner pays no attention. The constant lecturing was from that asshole former KGO personality you had on a while back, just repeating leftist propaganda without analysis. That was shameful, Deborah. Do you know who Deborah was talking about?
No. That's the 1460.
The 1460 is iHeart Radio, the biggest radio company in the world, owned radio station in I think it's based in Salinas, and everything they have is syndicated. They don't have any live local anything. I don't think. I could be wrong, and if I'm wrong, I apologize. I could also be wrong when I say that I believe it's only a matter of time before they sign off the air, because I don't think too many people listen to it, because they've got some pretty good syndicated programming, but I don't think people like to listen to syndicated programming if they could hear it 1,000 other places, including the internet. So, but I'm very thankful that Deborah wasn't talking about me, because I thought that she might have been talking about me. And this is a person who normally is very complimentary toward me personally, you know, and you know that there's nothing I love more than compliments. No, she's talking about the that former KGO personality you had on a while back. That would be John Rothman.
Just
repeating leftist propaganda without analysis. That was shameful. Do you agree?
That was not compliment to you, because you are the one supposed to be analyzed. You're the host, I guess.
Well, you know me. I'm a lazy host who does no prep at all. Here's Carl in San Jose about China. Go ahead, Carl. You're on.
I love this talk about China. First of all, if no one has been to China in the last 10 years or 5 years, you have to go. You know nothing unless you go there and you see how perfectly it runs. Now, I don't know about the taking organs from people. I don't think there's proof of that, if there is, you know. But it's amazing. China is absolutely amazing right now. And it's better than here. I love it.
Well, we're at the end of hour number two. If you want, we can hold you over to hour number three. But it's KSCO Santa Cruz, Salinas, Monterey, San Jose. It's 12 noon, back in 6 minutes.